This episode of the Side Hustle Project is brought to you by FreshBooks, cloud accounting and invoicing software for freelancers, solopreneurs, and side hustlers. I've personally used FreshBooks as my go-to invoicing software since day one with my freelance business, even back when I was freelancing on the side of my day job. And as my business has grown over the years, so has FreshBooks. You can now create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds, accept online payments from your clients, and much, much more. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to listeners of The Side Hustle Project. To claim your free trial, just go to freshbooks.com/Ryan and enter The Side Hustle Project in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Welcome to the Side Hustle Project, a podcast where we explore the nitty-gritty details behind what it takes to start and grow a profitable side hustle. I'm your host, Ryan Robinson. Throughout this first season, I'm bringing you interviews with entrepreneurs, best-selling authors, CEOs, investors, and people just like you who are building and profiting from interesting side hustles. In this first episode, I want to talk to you about the importance of having a side hustle, why it's no longer a nice-to-have in today's world, regardless of what your goals are for it. If you want it to grow into a full-time business eventually, great. Getting started early is a must. Building up the stability and predictability of your side income helps you mitigate the risk for when you eventually axe your full-time income. But even if you don't want to leave the stability of your day job, one of the best ways to save more money each month for vacations, making a down payment on a home, paying off student loans, or otherwise, is to, well, earn more outside of your day job. We're talking about all of the unexpected benefits that having a side hustle can bring you and what running your own side project will teach you about yourself. In today's episode, we're talking about my background and how I grew my side hustle up to six figures while working a full-time job. We're talking about how having a side hustle helped me land my dream job and negotiate for a higher salary. We're talking about why having a side hustle can actually help you perform better at your day job and more. As always, you can find everything I mentioned in today's episode in the show notes at ryrob.com/podcast. That's spelled ryrob.com/podcast. Let's get into today's episode about why you need a side hustle. I want to tell you a little bit about myself first. I'm a full-time content marketing consultant. I work with companies like LinkedIn, Zendesk, QuickBooks, SoFi, and Crew to help them create in-depth content that drives meaningful results for the core of their business. I got started with doing this consulting as a side hustle several years ago while I was still working full-time at Creative Live, the online education company. And while working there, I got the opportunity to meet and work with best-selling authors, entrepreneurs like Tim Ferriss, Nir Eyal, Lewis Howes, to name a few. It was my job to help them market their classes. Now, since college, I knew that I eventually wanted to work for myself, and I'd actually managed to do that for a couple of short stints right after school, which we'll be talking much more about later on in this season. Right after college, I started my blog, ryrob.com. At first, I didn't really write much. I didn't have any real goals for the site. I didn't know what it was going to be. Every time I had one of my businesses go up in smoke, I'd write about that failure experience on my blog. I'd share how it made me feel, talk about where I thought I went wrong, and ask for outside feedback from other people with more experience in business. But more than anything, writing on my blog was a way for me to decompress, to pick apart my failures so that I wouldn't make the same mistakes again. After publishing a new post, I'd share it on my Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and submit the articles to online communities like Hacker News, Inbound.org, and Growth Hackers. In the meantime, I'd moved up to San Francisco and taken a job at a little online education company in the city, but I kept blogging. And after a few months of it, I started to get a little bit of traction. A couple thousand people per month began reading my stories, and a few of those articles started to rank well in organic search, which is really when I started to learn more about content marketing and SEO. Pretty soon, each new post would consistently bring up the amount of traffic my blog was getting each month, and I was starting to build a little community around the stories about my side hustles. It was my blog, a side hustle itself, that actually led me to landing my dream job working at Creative Live. Which brings me to the first reason why you need to have a side hustle today. The more you make and share with the world, the more opportunities you create for yourself. Regardless of your goals, having a side hustle is all but guaranteed to create unpredictable, exciting opportunities for you. They'll come in ways that are by definition unimaginable while you're still sitting back and thinking about your idea today. You'll meet new people that you otherwise wouldn't have met, relationships that can last a lifetime. With my very first side hustle, I built a product called the iStash. It was an iPhone lookalike, hide-your-anything device designed to help you sneak unmentionables into concerts and music festivals. While that business eventually crashed and burned and lost me $6,000, because of it, I met several people that I've gone on to collaborate and do business with on other projects since. You can't foresee something that awesome before you get started. Companies that like what you're doing with your side hustle and can see a clear demonstration of a valuable skill or ability will reach out and want to hire you. You can use your side hustle to pitch the current company you work for on a change of title or role. It can help you leverage a raise if you're able to demonstrate a clear connection to how your side hustle can enhance your work at the company. While I was at Creative Live, I did exactly that once I could show that I was regularly referring readers of my blog over to sign up in relevant Creative Live classes. And if you play your cards right, your side hustle can grow into a sustainable business that allows you to leave your day job behind and spend 100% of your time doing work that you're more personally invested in. Let's talk about the second reason why you need to have a side hustle today. I don't know about you, but I hate taking risks. Or at least the kind that don't have a strong likelihood of success behind them. And that's a difficult conundrum for an entrepreneur, especially if you're still learning whether or not the entrepreneurial lifestyle is for you. There are ups and downs, highs and lows. And here's the reality. If you're anything like I was, you can't just quit your job today to pursue an idea. You don't just have tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting around in the bank that can buy you an unlimited amount of time to work on your idea. Instantly, that pretty much rules out quitting your day job right away. If you're strategic, maybe you've been able to set aside a good chunk of money over the years, but do you really want to burn through your savings just to test an idea out? No, you want as close to a sure thing as you can possibly get before you axe your full-time income and have to rely on your savings. Better yet, by working on your idea as a side hustle for a few months, a year, to gain some traction, you'll give yourself the opportunity to boost your side income to a level that's equivalent or more than what your day job is currently paying you. You can put yourself in a position where you don't need to use your savings at all. Then once your side hustle is consistently bringing in enough money to justify making the leap, you'll be much more confident in its future. Having a side hustle mitigates risk. Now I want to talk about the third reason why you need a side hustle. Having multiple sources of income gives you more options. A side hustle gives you more flexibility to create the lifestyle you want, to go on more vacations with your family each year, to take your parents to visit the Eiffel Tower, to randomly treat your significant other to a fancy dinner on a whim without having to worry about money, to know in the back of your mind that if the shit really hits the fan and you lose your job or have large unexpected medical expenses, you won't need to go into debt. Having a side hustle gives you control and options. Finally, the fourth reason why you need to have a side hustle today: if you choose your side hustle wisely, if you pursue a genuine interest of yours rather than a pure market opportunity, you can derive a lot of meaning and purpose from it. Even after landing my dream job at Creative Live, I still didn't like the idea of working hard 5 days out of my week to build someone else's dream. It was just such a draining experience, despite loving the people I actually worked with. Plus, I've always had ambitions of running my own successful business. So as I was working at Creative Live, building up my experience as a content marketer, creating a portfolio of case studies to highlight my skills, I started to pitch other companies on the idea of helping them out on a freelance basis. Keep in mind, I was extremely careful not to pitch anyone who could be viewed as a competitor to Creative Live, which is where I still have my day job. And don't worry, we'll be talking all about the legalities of having a side hustle in an upcoming episode with Anthony McCusker, a startup attorney who's worked with companies like Slack, Lyft, and more here in the Bay Area. After landing a few smaller contracts as a freelancer, writing blog posts for $250 a pop and doing some promotion after those posts went live, I started to raise my rates a bit. First, I doubled them. I was now pitching clients at $500 a post and getting pretty much the exact same conversion rate, largely because I did what many freelance writers didn't do. I'd put a lot of extra effort into promoting the articles I wrote for my clients. I do a write-up about them on my blog, send an email to my community of a few thousand subscribers, ask the influencers I knew to share them with their audiences on social media. But doing the math, I could see that getting paid $500 for the amount of time I put into each piece wasn't going to get me to a place of sustainable self-employment anytime soon. I just couldn't do more than a couple of posts each week and still give them the same level of care that I wanted. So, since this freelance work was still a side hustle and I had the security of my day job, I decided to experiment some more. I doubled my rates again. At $1,000 a post, I entered a completely new world, and the conversation I was having with potential clients changed drastically. The more I charged for my content services, the more they cared about what happens after my posts went live on their blog. Seeing this shift in conversation with my prospects made clear to me what I was really pitching now. I was pitching them successful content, not just the delivery of a 2,000-word blog post. I was giving them content that attracted features in publications like Forbes, Entrepreneur, and Inc. I was bringing them new relationships with influencers in their industry. I was helping them rank in organic search for the terms they wanted. And eventually, I was approached by LinkedIn to help out as a consultant with the content marketing for their new ProFinder platform. They gave me an offer I couldn't refuse, and I left my day job at Creative Live, earning significantly more as a freelancer. Now I'm in control of deciding when I want to work, where I do it, and who I want to work with. I get paid to do what I love, which is writing and building relationships with people. And I'm doing it for myself, without feeling like I'm hustling hard for someone else to take a large cut out of my paycheck. For me, it doesn't get more meaningful than that. If I hadn't started my blog and gotten into freelancing as a side hustle, I can confidently say I wouldn't be here today. I'll admit, it's easier to connect the dots and say that looking backwards, but the one undeniable truth about starting a side hustle is that you're taking conscious control of your own future. And that is the best decision you can ever make. If you enjoyed this episode of The Side Hustle Project, I would love your support. Head on over to the Apple Podcasts app and give us a rating. And as always, you can catch every episode of The Side Hustle Project on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. And one more thing before you go. I want to give a special thanks again to FreshBooks, our sponsor for this episode of The Side Hustle Project, for making this possible. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial of their cloud accounting and invoicing software to listeners of The Side Hustle Project. To claim your free trial, just go to freshbooks.com/Ryan and enter The Side Hustle Project in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks for tuning in.